Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing today, this Saturday morning? Thank you for listening to this Morning Connection podcast. I applaud you for following through again with something that you said you need, something that you said you would do, and making this a part of your day, making this part of your daily discipline, your daily ritual to listen to this podcast. I'm here to help you as your friend, as your buddy, as your coach, as your mentor, whatever I am to you, training partner, to stimulate thought. Those thoughts lead to action. Those actions lead to those things in life that you really, really want, that sometimes you got to take a step back and really think about, you know, what that is, what you really want. And I'm going through that process right now. I'm going through that process with my family. I've talked about it over the last couple podcasts. I mean, we're really doing things to not take action right now. You know, we understand that we have a certain way of thinking and doing that's been great. It's got us to this point. But we know that to get to that next level that we really, 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 really want, right? It's going to take a new set of thoughts and actions. We can't just put our head down and work hard, right? We got to interject, infuse, go out and get some new thoughts to take new actions. So we're kind of taking a step back. One, we're really defining what it is we really want. And then we're looking for sources of inspiration to think about new ways of doing things. And that's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. You know, I'm a guy, we're a lot alike in a lot of ways. And I really believe that because there's so many different niches and hobbies and likes in this world. And, you know, we're connected by our passion for health and fitness. That's one niche that we're in that's drawn us together. And then there's the sub-niche within the niche is we like talking about this stuff. We like talking and doing and creating a higher quality of life, right? So that's a niche within a niche. You know, there's some people who love bodybuilding training that maybe think all this stuff is stupid. Ah, don't think so much, just do it. And hey, I respect that. Hey, whatever works for somebody else, whatever works with the way that they're wired, good for them. That's not how we're wired, right? We like to, you know, really think about what it is we're doing. And the purpose of that is, you know, you put your head down and you just work with your same way of thinking, you're going to seem like you're making progress. You're going to take a lot of movement, right? But you're going to end up in a certain place that maybe if you took a step back and you had a bigger picture, you thought bigger, you know, you just waited a couple minutes, so to speak, you know, maybe you could get to a higher place with just as much effort. So there's that balance between thinking and actually doing that. I certainly understand. I put this under the category of sharpening the saw. And that's what we're doing during these Morning Connection podcasts where, you know, I'm just dumping my thoughts as you and I'm, and again, as your coach, as your friend, I am stimulating those same thoughts in you. I want you to send me an email, all right? I want you to send me an email. Tell me how this podcast is affecting you, all right? And for podcast number 90 through 100, what I thought I was going to do was give you the top 10 lessons about life that I've learned. Right? Again, I think we're very similar in a lot of ways to connect in this manner. I may be a little bit further along in this process. I've been pounding away maybe longer than you have. Certainly, maybe with the distinctions with training or nutrition. You know, I've tried all the things that you've tried. I've thought all the ways that you've been thinking. And then I evolved and tried more. I put myself under pressure. Now, with the demands and the expectations that I had with my physique to become a six-time national champion, you know, I pushed all those things, tried those things, executed all those things. And so I have a different way of looking at all those different strategies and how they work with the mind and how they're driven by your vision and motivation, right? So I may just be further along in that process. And then, you know, the path that I took, things like, you know, I had just the ordinary job. and I was a hard worker at the job. Maybe if you have that type of job, right? You know my story about working at the grocery store. I remember my first day on the job at 19 years old when it was Christmas time, and my job was to like bailing boxes. And what that means is, you know, all the boxes that all the merchandise comes in, they had a baler that, you know, that compacts all the boxes. Well, the store that I worked at, and again, this was many years ago, the store that I worked at, the baler was outside, like about 50 feet away from the back room. And so it was Christmas time. They put out all this merchandise. I swear to God, I walked in for my shift at 5 a.m., and the boxes were stacked to the ceiling. I think the guys even were having fun with it because there were so many boxes. They wanted to see how close they could get to the ceiling, right? And this was a high ceiling, right? And so, man, I spent the first 2 hours of my shift grabbing box by box by box, dragging it 50 feet to this baler in the dark. And then I'd go back to the baler because the baler was full and I had to make a bale of cardboard and strap it up with wires and empty it, you know, just to do my work. And behind the baler, there'd always be some bum back there because there were train tracks that were running a few hundred yards away from this store and the back room. And so there was always bums, and that was such a great place for them to get some warmth, was behind this, you know, baler section. So there'd be a bum there waking me that I'd have to worry about if I was waking up and startling. And if the bum wasn't there, there would be a pile of urine that he used back there, and I'm having to somehow stick my finger in the wire to make the bale, right? And so it'd take me hours dragging these boxes and baling, you know. So I've had a regular grunt job, you know. If that's what your situation is, it may look like, oh, well, look at him. You know, he's here doing these fancy smashy podcasts, or he's got this website and YouTube videos, and he's on bodybuilding.com, and he's got his supplement company. He's a champion bodybuilder. No, that's where I started. Heck, even before that, my first job was at McDonald's, you know, back there flipping burgers. Cheese on six, please. Three, you know, back there under that constant heat, searing, turning. I mean, that was my first job. You know, not to mention before I was of age, you know, my dad was a roofer. Actually, he took all the shingles back in those times, the wood shingles from the shells. On the roof, he would take them from the train that were there delivered, or and put them on a truck, and then walk this high wire act and put them on the roof for the roofers to nail on. That was my job, to just carry around these heavy stacks of shingles, right? So I'm no stranger to hard grunt work, okay, if that's what you feel you're going through, right? So I do have those experiences working my ladder, becoming a manager, managing people. And I really, sometimes I think I talk to you a lot of times about, you know, people and, you know, your ability to connect and read what they need, not give them what you want to give them or what you think they should want. Climb into their mind. Everybody's wired differently. And you need to figure out what it is they want. Again, not what you think they should want or what you have to give them. Right, and find a way to fill their needs, create a win-win situation. They'll want to joyfully and enthusiastically, eagerly help you. And the more connection you can make, it makes life a lot easier. You can only go so far by yourself. You've heard me talk about that over and over and over again, right? Well, sometimes I think because I was so responsible, I always showed work from time, always had a good attitude. I was like always the best employee. You know, they threw me into a management position at like 21, barely 21 years old, right? And that was like good money and good benefits back then. Again, they rewarded me for my hard work as a worker, but now I'm in a management position. And I'm 21 years old, managing people that are at least 5 years older than me, if not 20 years older than me. What the hell did I even know about life, right? To all this stuff that I'm talking to you about, right? I didn't know anything. So how... How good of a manager could I have really been, right? I had to learn about people and motivating people on the fly, and I'm sure I didn't do a good job, because how could I? You know, think about that. You know, I'm going to interject this in. You guys are listening to so much information from experts that are like 19, 21 years old. And I know these guys are talking with absolute certainty. Oh God, it's so stupid to do it that way. That's a bro way. Or, oh my God, you know, this really immature way of explaining things to you, not really explaining the power of the information that they have. They explain it with how everybody else is so stupid. Do you guys realize how immature that is? Taking that negative approach, right? When they can just set it up. You know, you can only be negative for so long. That skill set is going to be grating and wearing after a while, right? But here's the point that I'm saying. You know, you're 21 years old. You think you know everything. I probably thought I knew everything. Life changes the more you get into something. You know, if you're 21 years old, yeah, you've been training like for 2 years at the most. And I don't even know how disciplined it is. A lot of times you have these, you know, 21-year-olds that say, oh, I've been training for 6 years ever since I was 15. Really? What did you do at 15 that you were really disciplined with? All right. But anyway, so the point, though, is those guys are speaking in the ear like they got it down, and they're very confident. They're very certain, right? Here's the thing is, you know, 6 years from now, when they're 27, they're in the grind, and they get that new dimension, flavor, texture. That's why that really works. It's not so much out of a book. They can't go back in time and take away, you know, hey, I just wanted to apologize. I know you followed me and I was so influential because I was really certain about stuff back then. I misled you. It's not that simple, right? There is more reasons why people do it this way. And I was the iconoclast. I was the rebel. I always told you. And you know what? I made it a shitty experience for you. I was so negative, right? And then I bred negative people on my Facebook page and everything. And you know what? You're not training anymore now. It's 6 years later. I kept on going forward. And now I'm 6 years into this. And now I understand a lot of the things those experienced gurus and experts are saying, why things work that aren't so apparent. It's not black and white. The subtleties in life make the difference, right? I didn't know those back then. And I negatively influenced you. I made you confused. I made you think everybody was stupid. All the experts, all those guys with the great bodies, I threw so much doubt in there. And you're not training anymore. Hey, come back to the gym now. Come back to the gym. I'm sorry for influencing you in such a confusing manner. I didn't do it on purpose. I really believed that all that stuff. They can't go back in time the way they're influencing you. Just think about that. And the reason why I bring that up is that, so I was 19, 21, 22 years old, managing people. I had no freaking clue. I had a lot of desire. I had a lot of heart. I wanted the best, but I had no real life experience. And you know what the challenge is that sometimes I think that wasn't a good deal for me, because I was not prepared as a man, as a human with life experience to deal with people. And I just had to go by my gut instincts, what felt right, and with no life experience. Sure, you know, they have an HR department, right? They have an HR department that kind of textbook on how to do things, right? But come on. They're just textbook. How does that work in the real world when you have no real life experience, right? And I'm wondering, you know, how that affected my attitudes about, you know, people. You know, it could have been all me. Could have been all me getting, you know, all the challenging of management and people. I wonder how much that affected me. Because how good could I have been being put in that position of responsibility so young? How did that affect me later on in my 20s or my 30s about people are fill in the blank? Managing people is, you know, something that I think about, you know, a lot now. And how much does that still affect me, right? Same thing with you. You know, you look back in situations, maybe relations that they had. And again, I'm not talking about intimate relationships. It could be with your boss. It could be with your friends. Any type of relationships. You know, you got to give yourself a break. Maybe you didn't know much and you created bad situations or habits not because you're a bad person, because you didn't know how to do it. There's a skill set, just like with training and eating, skill set and dealing with other people, that not only do you have to learn it, I mean, you have to know why it's so important. Then you've got to learn it, and then you got to go through the process of being bad at it before you become good. And it's just one of those really important skills that really can affect everything you do, right? And if there's anything that I talk about over and over again, it's that people relationship. The quality of your life, and this is Tony Robbins' quote, the quality of your life comes down to the quality of your relationships. And, you know, if you didn't know how important it is, if you didn't take the time to learn the skills, and if you didn't take the time to practice the skills, you know, how good could you really be? And is that really, you know, your fault if you go down this path? You know, I talked about how I see this all the time, and I was guilty of this too, is that people in this bodybuilding and fitness, and I'm not really even talking about the fitness stars, the people in the magazines who compete, the people who lock on to bodybuilding and fitness and training is such an important part of their lives. It makes them feel happy. They like the structure, whatever the reason is, hey, whatever, it doesn't matter. Good, bad, whatever, but they lock on to bodybuilding, fitness, and training. It makes them feel good. And this is what I talk about, this whole fitness trap in a lot of ways, is that how can you say that eating right, okay, and then being structured and going to the gym and taking care of your bodies, how can anybody in their right mind say there's anything wrong with that? How can you be criticized for that, right? And so everybody in this fitness business who's taken on, they think everybody who tells them that maybe they're not managing it right, like you want a relationship, you want intimacy, you want a good job, you want to make money, you know, you want to do all those other things, and they may be criticizing, whether in a frustration criticizing the way you're going about your lifestyle, you know, or they're saying it lovingly or somewhere in between, and they get so defensive. How dare they? How dare they? I need to find a person who just lets me do my thing. You know, I'll tell you this. I was confused about that while, you know, I was going through the thing, you know, why can't they understand? I know what you're talking about. At the same time, though, what may be different than other people, I knew the person who would just let me not pay attention to conversations and stop them every couple hours to eat and train no matter what's going on, that I didn't think about my future, my financial future, because that muscle or that contest was so important. I kind of knew that they didn't have enough respect for themselves. If that was good enough, having a guy so focused on all these things, if that was good enough for them, I kind of knew that person didn't respect themselves enough, or they didn't want intimacy enough, that even with all, you know, my challenge way of thinking, my own, going through my own world, I knew that somebody who would be happy with that, when I was done with all this, I wouldn't be happy with them. Isn't that interesting? I knew that the person, even though I said that, I wanted a person who could just totally support my efforts and just be so cool about it. That the person who could do that, when it was time for me to connect in between my meals, they wouldn't care. And then I would think, wow, what a cold person they are. Isn't that interesting? And I just see this, you know, all the time, you know, with throughout the years. And again, I was a part of this thinking that it's the other person that has the problem, who doesn't understand your whole dedication to fitness and training, right? And so you get locked on to this whole fitness lifestyle, and then you get rewarded for being so fit, so structured, so disciplined. And then you look at that person that you're not connecting with, whether it's the person at your job. You know, if you remember when I was training Tyrus Reed, you can see it on YouTube, right? He had a really good job at the hospital, 23-year-old kid, at the nice hospital here in town. And he was talking about how you know, he's having trouble with his supervisor because he's eating his meals. He's totally passionate about training or whatever. It was causing a rift, and he had some talk with his boss. And I stopped him. I said, "Hey, Tyrus, you know, this is important, and I am happy that you're treating it so seriously, right? That's going to make you a great bodybuilder, do well in the contest." I said, "But you know what? You got to think from their end." And I remember I gave him a pep talk on a whole different way of going into that meeting, you know, understanding the other position instead of being pissed off that the guy didn't understand him, right? So it doesn't just have to be your intimate relationships. You know, it could also be the relationship with you now, the guy who is so into his fitness and training and the structure, versus the relationship with you, you know, when with the guy who gets older and more mature, has a family and more, you know, goals and expectations as far as financially in his life. Those two people may not be, that's you versus you, and they may not have, you know, the same look, you know, at life. So a lot of things to think about. But the point, though, I'm saying is you may be developing these thoughts about dealing with people, you know, based on a maybe inexperienced, immature, less perspective you. And is that could be setting a stage on how you look at your relationships. Again, not just intimate, but business, with your finances, everything else, the lack of priority that you're putting on those, it could set the stage for years into the future. You know, when I came out of what I call my total addiction, total passion of bodybuilding and training for so many years, that was just my life. That's why you know me right now. I didn't just say, okay, snap to it and got to this. Hey, met the woman of my dreams. Great relationship. We started planning our future like I'm talking about now. You know, have a daughter and all these happy connected times with my dog that I'm talking about right now. You think that I just stepped right off stage and just entered this life? Nope. It was a process of de-evolving to reconsider what became a habit for so many years. I didn't just go from there. It took a lot of work, a lot of analyzing my life, reprioritizing, you know, to get to this point. But it was set in stone, a lot of my thinking, without me knowing it. So think about that, you know, not so much, you know, think about, you know, your relationship with fitness and if that's affecting your relationships in all areas of your life. But also think about the thoughts that you're getting rewarded for, that you think are so important, and you can't understand why is everybody just on my back, you know? Quit blaming the other person, step into their own shoes. I see this in the fitness world so many times. If I were to post something, hey, you know, again, go back to this, hey, what's your excuse, that poster? I mean, I can tell you something, if I were to post that, 99% of people, oh, what's everybody else's problem? Haters, they're just fat, they're just insecure, they just got problems, you know? They're just jealous. I would know if I were to post that on my Facebook page, 99% of the fitness people would say something like that, right? If I were to post something about, hey, man, do you ever hate how people get in your way? All you're trying to do is just be healthy and fit and make yourself happy. And you got those people who crowd your life, try to make you feel bad because you're doing something with your life. If I were to post that, 99% of the people, right, will tell me, yeah, God, don't you hate those people? Yeah, F them, whatever. They're just haters. Hey, I can't help it. I got to dump those negative people, those toxic people in my life. I already know that's what people will say. You know, if I were to say something, hey, man, hey, fitness people, you know, you don't got a nickel in your pocket. And you really, the more you do this, if you say you love to do this and you're going to do this for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, and you're going to get better and better and better, and your abs are going to get better, and you're going to win some shows and everything like that, and you're going to do it for 10 years. And, you know, all those things like your finances, the things that other people in life really focus on that you know that you're not focusing on, I could post, that's just the way to live, man, because money isn't important. I know if I were to post that on my Facebook page, that 99%, yeah, I know, and they'll go to the other extreme. They'll say, yeah, I know people who have a lot of money and they're so unhappy. Yeah, we're doing it right. Our abs are really important. Hey, look at this selfie. Gotta do my workout. Ooh, killer legs, dude. Yeah, I already know that 99% would say, people with money, bad, bad, bad. Us with great bodies, good, 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 good. I already know that. Why? Because you are doing something you love. It makes you feel good. It's healthy. It gives you structure, discipline. You can count on yourself. Nobody gets in your way. People admire you. Wow, look at you. Man, you watch those TV stars, you know, those guys on TV that are multi-million dollar movie stars, and they take off their shirt and you go, look at that dude. Look at those shoulders, underdeveloped shoulders, pecs suck, no abs. Why doesn't that guy work out? I already know that's what you're going to say. All right? Okay, well, yeah, but he's the best at what he does. He's an actor. And maybe that's not necessary, obviously. You know, he's got the yachts and the home and the family and the adulation. He's really good at what he does. Yeah, but look at those pecs, man. I already know what you'll say, right? And I'll tell you, as I'm writing, you know, my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, you know, I know what a how gingerly I need to step around this issue to help you. When you're, first of all, I mean, I'm not going to convince anybody who thinks what they're doing is just like 100% right and everybody else is messed up and they need to look at the world differently, not you. I mean, I know it's not going to make any impact. You know, who I'm speaking to are all of you who have the abs, have the structure, and you can't figure it out why you don't have the intimacy and the connection, you know, in your life. You know, and then you go back to your structure and your abs, and people, you get the adulation for your discipline and your six-pack, and that is like a little band-aid for this wound in your soul, you know, hoping that, man, I wish I had love and connection and real intimacy. But then you get that band-aid telling you how great you are, right? My message is for, you know, how you can, you know, really, still, I mean, come on. If you know what you're doing, you can go to a gym an hour a day. If you learn the strategies of what it takes, you can focus while you're in there, right? Okay? You can come home and know how to eat. And I'm not saying some crazy eating thing. I mean, just know how to eat, right? And then you can open your mind if you do feel it's important, where you can enjoy what you're doing, your passion, your identity. You can be effective and efficient at it, right? You know, and you can set the rest of your life up, if not right now, but later with new thoughts, right? And again, did I do all this? Was I able to do what I'm asking you to think about? You know, no, I wasn't. I'll just be honest. But it's through my pain and the pain that I went through that I didn't even realize I was going through, how I was, you know, postponing so many things, you know, in my future. And then having to rework that, well, I can add some advice. Now, I'll tell you this. You may not want to change anything right now, but that's okay. Just knowing what you're doing. Like, hey, I'm going to dedicate these 5 years to master this. And, you know, I know everything in life, you know, it takes practice and exercise and dedication. But when it's time, I have to change my way of thinking. But when it's time, let's just take like a doctor, for example. You know, I mean, they got to go through like 13 years of school, pay hundreds of thousands of dollars in student loans, right? That's, in you know, if you talk to a lot of doctors, they're not necessarily the most, how should I say it? They're not the most mentally flexible, emotionally flexible, right? Or seeing a lot of depth and irony in situations. And it's probably because during their high school age, they probably locked on to that they're going to be a doctor. All that school, all that structure, and all they did was hang around people just like them for all those formative years of their life, taking studying, pressure, competition, the risk of the financial, you know, starting off basically broke and poor and in debt. What a tremendous risk they took, right? But they did that, you know, coming out, and they will have to recover financially from those loans, probably have to recover with, you know, the challenge that they'll face from being in that vacuum of not being mentally and emotionally flexible, right? But that's the price they paid to be that profession that they love, right? That they can help other people, and then all the wealth that they want to come out of it. But it's being imbalanced. It's being, you know, focused, because that's a part of their life plan that they're willing to sacrifice. Well, you know, we can look at a doctor and say, wow, that's a noble way to go, that sacrifice. Well, you know, you may want to make that choice. I don't know if I could have been a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, writer, and everything like that if I tried to have everything at the same time. So, you know, I'm not going to say that you should. My thing with my message is, man, if you're sitting there so frustrated, you got the abs, you take the selfies, you know, you got the discipline, you just did a personal record, you just hammered legs, and you can't seem to know why these things are working, and it causes a lot of angst and frustration and pain in your heart. Well, I'm trying to open up your mind that only someone like I can, someone who's been where you are, who's made it to the other side through a lot of work. I didn't change this way of thinking just overnight. Like I said, you know, I'm 10 years past my last competition. I'm here to go to the other side and tell you, maybe be your big brother on how to look at this, so you don't have so much pain or angst. You can kind of just manage your life and, you know, kind of put it in stages like we all have to do. I don't know. What got me on that rant today, right? Anyway, hey, let's do our daily disciplines. What was that thing yesterday? What was that thing yesterday that you did that really even impressed you, right? You know, when I talk about this, now here we are in podcast number, you know, 83. I don't want this to just be, oh yeah, he's going to ask that. I want you to really stop and think about it, right? And I'm going to stop and think about it for my exercise and think about it for me, because I, you know, it isn't like, you know, I have to keep the disciplines to make sure that I do that same thing. I think for me, the thing that impressed me is, you know, a lot of tough negotiating positions that I'm in now with my business and Mass Machine Nutrition, and I'm dependent on other people, and all the relationship, all the intricate relationship talk that I talked about in this podcast that I continually talk about. And there was a situation that I didn't necessarily like what was going, didn't, you know, communication wasn't going well, and I just used a lot of restraint, you know, thinking this too shall pass, and it will. You know, it will, so I didn't react. I'll let it just work itself out. So that was my thing. What was your thing? What was that thing that you did that you stretched beyond your normal that, you know, really impressed you? And then what was that cool moment? What was that cool moment that you just said, wow, life is great? And it didn't have to be some achievement, like I finished this or I did this. It's just, I don't know, it could just be, I don't know, I use the examples, you know, the trees as I'm looking out of my home office here on the Saturday morning in the early morning, looking at the color of the trees and the autumn change, right? Maybe in the look in the relationships. What was that cool moment? You know, for me, the cool moments at this point are always going back to my little daughter, Brooklyn. And I was talking to my wife, and she says all her cool moments are that too. Just had, like, when my wife gives her this bath, right, she just had this awesome baby smell, and you know, I just hold her as tight as I can, and I smell that baby smell, and looks up, that's been my cool moments for a long time. You know, hey, I want to give a shout out to Luke Thornton, Luke over in England. You know, he's someone who's done my coaching, he's invested in all my courses. And look, I saw your little post on Instagram, right? Because I post pictures of, you know, my baby. How have you not seen the pictures, right? And he said, hey, Skip, this seems to go against, you know, what you said on your blueprint. I'm assuming that I said this on my blueprint video. He goes, hey, look at my baby, right? And I know, I don't know the specific thing that he's talking about on the particular blueprint, but I know what he's referring to because I have this constant running joke. If you've read my stuff, if you've been around long enough, you know, about how, you know, people are so proud of their kids, and it, to them, it's the most important thing in the world. I use this as an analogy. I think maybe it's with people's fitness. I don't know what it is. And then they stop you, and they pull out their wallet and say, hey, look at my kids, right? And you're forced there. You're in person with them, one-on-one, right? One-on-one, they can read your body language. You've got to respond. You're put on the spot to look at this picture. And it's not just look at the picture. You have to change into a different mode. You have to respond in a positive way because this is so important to them. You're being put on the spot, right? You can't say, oh, hey, nice wallet, right? You can't say that. You can't just say, oh, you know, hey, that's a nice picture of your kid. You have to just sell it because it's so important to them. You are really put, they're coming into your world and they're really having some demands of your expectations on how you respond to this. And I always used to, you know, have this running joke about this. You're kind of held hostage, right? Hey, so Luke, it's not the same thing. That was well before social media. Hell, you don't have to look at my Instagram if you don't want. You don't have to look at my Facebook page when I post pictures of my kids. And by the way, I've had to do it for 50 years listening to have everybody shove their wallets in my face, right? I'm shoving it in your face. No, I'm kidding. But it's a big difference, you know, that one-on-one, expecting a reaction, you have to play the game with a person versus posting something on Facebook where somebody can, they can look at it and say, hey, what an ugly baby. What's he so proud of her for? You know, they could say that and I'll never know, right? It's not the same thing, right? So, and then what's that thing in life that you really want? Do you have a picture of it in your mind? Has it changed as I've been asking this over the last couple of weeks? Or are you still locking into the same one, right? Is that big enough? Is that really what you want? Are you getting more ambitious with what you want now that I've been asking this? Are the skills, the mental skills, are they working on you, right? What's that thing that you really want? Stop and think about it. Close your eyes, make a mental picture. I'm doing it right now, what I really want, you know. Actually, I just put this on, or I had to expand my dream board. So I had this big, giant cork board, right? And then I had to get another one the same size, and I expanded it. And that's what my wife and I, we've been putting things. And so I put my picture there. And then, I don't know if you've seen it on Instagram, you'll see this one picture of, it was our first family walk, right? We had our dog Alpha, baby carriage, my wife and I, a little picture there. So what I did is I cut that little picture out, and then I put it on this big picture, that thing that I really want. So like we're in the picture, right? That mental imagery. And, you know, again, you know, if you've heard my stuff, I'll probably talk about this again. This may make the top 10 things. It's nice to, you know, create a board and these visions of what you really want. That's really nice. It's definitely a great start, but you have to constantly revisit it in your mind. You have to make it a discipline. So you can put it on a board, but you got to look at that board every single day. So what's that for you? All right. So here's another one of those podcasts that I kind of pictured with the microphone and thinking, oh, this is going to take 5 minutes. Don't have much to say. And it turned into all of this. Right. Hey, send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Hey, continue telling me how these podcasts are helping you. But tell me if there was a certain lesson that really made an impact on you. Right. And the reason why I want you to do that is, you know, I can have all these things that I talk about that I think are important. And then there could be just some little subtle thing that I say or do. You know, my wife does that all the time. She listens to the podcast and there'll be something that I said that, oh, yeah, it's a, to me, it's a little side note, but it has a lot of impact right? I want to make sure I don't miss those things, because everything becomes maybe a little bit, you know, routine for me, and it's really important to you. So list 2, 5, 10 things that you've been listening through, and it doesn't even have to be through these Morning Connection podcasts. It really could be, you know, through anything to help me with my top 10, right? The top 10 of my life lessons, some things that I shared with you, all right? So, hey, enjoy your Saturday. Enjoy your weekend. My parents are coming to the Bay Area this weekend, so spend some time with my parents. They'll spend it with the baby. And a lot of work, phone consultations tomorrow. So, you know, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for supporting Skipple Core's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective bodybuilding supplement line. If you're on iTunes, click the link to skiplecore.com. You'll see Mass Machine Nutrition. If you're on Facebook, do the same thing. All right. Thanks for investing in my information product. For those of you who are just crazy passionate and really determined to get from point A to point B in the shortest period of time with your bodybuilding and training efforts and this life stuff we talk about. Results University, baby. Results University. 26 hours of video footage, 23 hours of audio instruction, 10 hours of manformation. Become the total package. And like I said, every single week I bump that up, I bolster it, I jack up that value with a 30-minute little current event type of lesson every single week, all right? And a big shout-out to all of you who have already become students in Results University. I really appreciate you. All right, so have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.